today we'd like to see the title of the fifth and the sixth trumpets in the book of Revelation chapter 9 verses 1 to 21. For online courses people, we'd like to suggest the three questions. Number one, in verse 1, what is the bottomless pit? What is the bottomless pit? Question 2, what are the fifth and the sixth trumpets? What are the fifth and the sixth trumpet in this chapter 9? The last question in verse 20 and 21, why did not they repent? In verse 20 and 21, why did not they repent? First of all, we'd like to see background, the literal interpretation of the Bible, especially the book of Revelation, results in pre-tribulation and pre-millennium. So pre-tribulation and pre-millennium means rapture of the church, which is cut us off with Jesus Christ in heaven before the great tribulation and before millennium kingdom. That's called pre-tribulation and pre-millennium. While symbolic interpretations of the Bible are various because they depend upon which verse is symbolized. So such as a millennium, post-millennium, post-tribulation, tribulation, and so on. The book of Revelation was written in 950 AD. Basically, the book of Revelation is the revelation of Jesus Christ delivered by his angel, was written by John the Apostle in chapter 1, verse 1. We are seeing all background, the book of Revelation, total 22 chapters. Chapter 1 in past tense, chapter 2 and 3 in present tense. Present tense meaning church age. So church age we can see in three views. One is at the time of writing of John the Apostle, the examples of local churches and seven churches. Number two view, during whole church history, which means from 0 AD up to today. So last one is at the time of today, example, seven churches. Then chapter 4 and 5, worship in heaven after rapture. So rapture of the church, church meaning the group of believers, true believers, their worship in heaven after rapture. Chapter 6 through 18 talks about great tribulation on the earth. Then chapter 19, last part, Jesus Christ coming again on the earth. Chapter 20, the millennial kingdom. Then chapter 21 and 22, eternal kingdom of God, and so on. So obviously 20 and 21 between there, great wide, throne judgment is there too, right? So judgment we see, in the Bible, judgment says seven seals judgment, seven trumpets judgment, and the seven bowl judgment. First of all, seven seals judgment in chapter 6, Antichrist coming, the second seal judgment, the war judgment, the third judgment of famine, the first judgment, deaths, over a quarter of people were killed on the earth. That is the first seal judgment. And the fifth judgment, martyrs, so which many believers during great tribulation were killed. That martyrs judgment. The sixth, cosmic calamity. So cosmos, calamity, destruction. The last, the seventh seal judgment contained seven trumpet judgments. So then chapter 8, you know, the four trumpet judgment. The first trumpet judgment, fire destruction. The second trumpet judgment, sea destruction. The third trumpet judgment, freshwater destruction. The first trumpet judgment, sky destruction. And today we are covering chapter 9, the fifth and the sixth trumpets judgment. The fifth trumpet judgment, torment for 5 months. So torments of a human being for 5 months. The sixth trumpet judgment, a third of mankind killed. So already over a quarter killed. Then the left over 3/4 over 1/3 were killed. So on the earth, less than 50% of mankind left. Then seventh trumpet judgment, you know, up to chapter 11 to, you know, chapter 13, you know, the 666, you know, kind of thing come out. The latter part or the second part, 3 years, you know, half years, talking about. Then seven vials judgment, chapter 16, pour out the first vial upon the earth, pour out the second vial upon the sea, the third vial judgment, the third vial poured out upon the fresh water, the first vial poured out upon the sun, the fifth vial poured out upon the seat of the beast, the sixth vial poured out upon the great river Euphrates, the seventh vial poured out into the air. That's talks about. Also, certain example, beheaded martyrs in chapter 6, verse 9, and chapter 7, verse 14, also sealed 144,000 Jewish people, chapter 7, verses 4 to 8. Chapter 9, verse 1, then the fifth angel sounded, which means the fifth angel sounded, we call the fifth trumpet judgment, and I saw a star fallen. Star fallen means Satan, or devil, from heaven to the earth. To him was given the key to the bottomless pit, to key to open the bottomless pit. So a star fallen received the key from whom? From, you know, Jesus Christ. So we can see, you know, Revelation chapter 1 verse 8, I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. Also Revelation chapter 1 verse 18, Jesus, I have the keys of Hades and of death. So Jesus had a key. So Jesus gave it, will give that key to the fallen stars. So the question is, the bottomless pit, what is that? The bottomless pit, the place of incarceration for evil spirit, or the place of imprisonment for evil spirit. That you call is a busha, or the shaft to abyss. Abyss is the deep part, you know, the deepest part, the shaft to abyss. So, in order to understand, we see in Luke chapter 16, verse 23, Jesus gave the story about the rich man and Lazarus, the poor man. But after their death, physical death, the rich man went into torment part in Hades, but Lazarus is a comfort part, you know, Abraham's bosom. So, chapter 16, verse 23, Gospel Luke said, and being in torments in Hades, he lifted up his eyes and saw Abraham afar off, he means the rich man, afar off, and Lazarus in his bosom. bosom, meaning Abraham's bosom, which is a comfort. So we see, you know, dead time is a haze. Haze is the Greek word. That is a Hebrew word, is a shell. That is the English word we just say hell. Hell, you know, those mean the heart of the earth. Then Isaiah 61 verse 1 said, "The Spirit of the Lord of God is upon me." That is because the Lord has anointed me to preach good tidings to the poor. He has sent me to the heal the broken heart. Then to proclaim liberty to the captives and the opening of the prison to those who are bound. To proclaim liberty to the captives. What does it mean? The believer in the Old Testament who were dead, you know, went into comfort part, you know, of a shell. So Jesus Christ, you know, proclaimed liberty so to the captives. So Jesus will bring them to heaven. That also, the Matthew chapter 27, verse 52 and 53, we see that. And the graves were opened, many bodies of the saints, you know, the believers in the Old Testament, who had fallen asleep, were raised, and coming out of the graves after his resurrection, Jesus' resurrection, they went into the holy city and appeared to many. Now, the one part where Abraham was comforting believers in the Old Testament of a haze or a grave or a shell or a hell is now empty. So now only the haze has a torment part only. So we can see, you know, the proclaimed liberty, the 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 19, by whom also he, Jesus, went and preached to the spirit in prison. Here, preached is kuroso. Kuroso meaning proclaim to the spirit in prison. The spirit is the Old Testament believers in prison, or in his, you know, comfort part, Abraham prison. Proclaim, not, you know, euangelizo and preach gospel, not euangelizo. So Psalm chapter 16 verse 10, for you will not leave my soul in shell, in a grave, nor will you allow your Holy One to see corruption. Holy One, you know, see. So Jesus Christ, you know, would raise up, you know, from the dead. So, Ephesians chapter 4, verse 8 and 9, when he, Jesus, ascended on high, he led captivity captive and gave gift to man. Gift to man meaning Jesus brought the Old Testament believers who was dead, you know, and shell, you know, Jesus brought them into heaven. He ascended, what does it mean about that? He also first descended into the lower part of the earth, into the haze, you know, comfort part there. Then, so therefore, Acts chapter 2, verse 22, 20 through 24, 32, Jesus of Nazareth, so being delivered by the determined purpose and foreknowledge of God, whom God raised up, having loosed the pains of death, because it was not possible that he should be held by it, by death, by pains of cross, which meaning Jesus rose again. This Jesus God has raised up, of which we are all witness. Therefore, being exalted to the right hand of God, and having received from the Father the promise of the Holy Spirit, he poured out these which you now see and hear. So Jesus raised up and talks about that. Also the 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 8. So now in haze there was no comfort part. So now believers automatically after physical death going into heaven. We are confident, yes, well, please rather to be absent from the body, meaning absent from the physical body, and to be present with the Lord. So our spirit and soul, immediately present with the Lord. My physical body is into grave. Philippians chapter 1, verse 23 and 24 also, I am hard-pressed between the two, having a desire to depart, meaning depart from physical body, my soul and spirit, you know, immediately into the Lord, and be with Christ, which is far better. Nevertheless, to remain in the flesh is more needful for you, because disciples said, you know, I am, while physical life is needful for you and to minister to you, to teach gospel, to pastor, you know, them. Also, we see the bottomless pit, Revelation chapter 20, verse 3, then he cast him into the bottomless pit, abuse, or the shepherd to a beast, shut him up. So this is, we can see, that is the place of incarceration for evil spirit, and set a seal on him so that he should deceive the nations no more until 1,000 years were finished. But after this thing, he must be revealed for a little while. So after, at the end of 1,000 years of a millennial kingdom, the Lord released evil spirit, and then is subject to great white throne judgment. Then is the final place of incarceration for evil spirit, and called as the lake of fire or Gehenna. So that is Revelation chapter 20, verse 10. The devil who deceived them was cast into the lake of fire, Gehenna. That Greek word, you know, sound the English, Gehenna. And brimstone, where the beast and the false prophets are, and they will be tormented day and night. How long? Forever and ever. Then also Tartarus, you know, Greek word, sound the English, Tartarus, 2 Peter chapter verse 4, although this is simply translated into hell, English word. For if God did not spare the angels who sinned, but cast them down to hell. This Tartarus meaning the place the place of incarceration for evil spirit, awaiting for the day of judgment, awaiting for the day of judgment. Here, delivered them into chains of darkness to be reserved for judgment. So they are waiting for, you know, the Lord's judgments. They are placed in called Tartarus. So the bottomless pit, what is the bottomless pit? The place of incarceration for evil spirits. That's the answer. Okay, verse 2. And he opened the fallen star, or Satan opened the bottomless pit, who received the key from the Lord. And smoke arose out of the pit like the smoke of the great furnace. And the sun and their air were darkened because of the smoke of the pit. So smoke covered the sun in light, so darkened. Then out of the smoke, locusts. Locusts are always a symbol of destruction. For example, Joel chapter 1, verse 4 said, what the chewing locust left chewing, also the swimming locust had eaten. What the swarming locust left, the crawling locust had eaten. And what the crawling locust left, the consuming locust had eaten. So all things, you know, describing destruction. So locust is a symbol of destruction. Locust came upon the earth, and to them was given power, and the scorpion of the earth have a power. They were commanded not to harm the grass of the earth. Normally locust, you know, ate in grass, but they commanded not to harm. This locust is a particular purpose in a due way. Not to harm the grass, any grantings, any tree, but only those men, only human beings who do not have the seal of God on their foreheads. So not have the seal of God on their foreheads. So basically, unbelievers, non-Christians. So bake the locusts and two harms, non-Christians, unbelievers. So unbelievers, including fake Christians too, right? So here, you know, sealed, non-sealed, that's interesting. You know, chapter 7, verse 4, we already read the Jews, you know, Israelites, yeah? And I heard the number of those who were sealed, 144,000 of all the tribes of the children of Israel were sealed. So 144,000 Israelites were sealed, which meaning the Satan cannot hurt, cannot harm the sealed people, but here non-sealed people. Verse 5, and they were not given authority to kill them. So not given authority, not to given power to kill them, but to torment, only torment them for 5 months. So the fifth trumpet judgment is torment human being or non-believers for 5 months. That's the fifth trumpet judgment over the seventh seal judgment. The seventh seal judgment contains the seven trumpet judgments. Right? Their torment was like the torment of a scorpion. Scorpions are very painful, you know, indeed very painful when it strikes a man. In those days, men will seek death and will not find it, so they cannot die. Only feel, you know, so painful as how long? For 5 months. They will desire to die and death will flee from them. So which meaning death will not be allowed from them. Verse 7, the shape of locusts was like horses prepared for battle. So locusts are very strange thing, you know, on very monstrous thing. On their heads were crowns of something like gold, and their faces were like the faces of men. They had hair like women's hair, so soft hair, and their teeth were like lion's teeth. And they had breastplates like breastplates of iron, and the sound of their wings like the sound of a chariot with many horses running into battle. They had tails like a scorpion, and there were stings in their tails. Their power was to hurt the man 5 minutes, only specifically authorized by the Lord Jesus Christ to hurt man. Unbelievers, how long? For 5 minutes, with very painful ass. And they had as a king. So verse, you know, up to 10, we can see, you know, this kind of monster thing. When, you know, we enter into a Buddha temple, you know, just entrance and, you know, right hand side, left hand side, they are, you know, that kind of monster. So you could see easily in India or Thai or, you know, pagan countries, in, you know, a certain temple there, you know, you could see, you know, that kind of monster thing. Verse 11, and they had as a king over them. So over Lachis the king, the angel of bottomless pit, whose name is Hebrew, is Abaddon. Abaddon means destruction. But in the Greek, he has the name Apollyon. Apollyon means destroyer. So basically, locust, the symbol of destruction. So Abaddon means destruction. Apollyon is destroyer. Then verse 12, one word is passed. One word meaning it is right there. One word is one plague is passed. So the fifth trumpet judgment is passed. Behold, still two more plagues. So sixth trumpet judgment and the seventh trumpet judgment. So today we are covering the sixth trumpet judgment in chapter 9. So words are coming after these things. This is the three versions also indicated chapter 8 in verse 13, previous chapter right here. And I looked and I heard an angel flying through the midst of heaven saying with a loud voice here, woe, 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 three plagues to the inhabitants of the earth because of the remaining blast of the trumpet of three angels. So here clearly three trumpets judgments are left in chapter 8 who are about to sound. Then verse 13, then the sixth angel sounded, which meaning the sixth trumpet judgment. And I heard a voice from four horns of the golden altar which is before God. Four horns of golden altar, you know, heaven, you know, temple altar is the rectangular, you know, each side four horns. So horn always a symbol of power, saying to the sixth angel who had a trumpet. So the sixth trumpet judgment, release the four angels who are bound at the great river Euphrates. Euphrates is in Babylon, you know, main river name is Euphrates. Babylon's in the Bible is in a pagan country, you know, so that kind of thing. So, you know, pagan, meaning, you know, idol worshippers, unbelieving non-Christians. So the four angels who had been prepared for the hour and the day and months and year. So for particular, you know, 1 hour, you know, certain day, certain month, certain year, will release to kill a third of mankind. So we know that already over a quarter of people, you know, were killed. That is we already covered it, you know, quarter of people. You know, Revelation chapter 6, verse 7 and 8. When, you know, he opened the fourth seal, and Jesus opened the fourth seal, I heard the voice of the fourth living creature saying, come and see. So I looked and behold a pale horse, and the name of him who sat on it was Death. And Hades followed with him, and power was given to them over a force of the earth, over a person, over a quarter of people over the earth, to kill with sword, with hunger, with death, and by the beast of the earth. So left less three quarters, then here 1/3 kill. So which meaning left less half over people on the earth. Okay, right? So here that is a third of mankind, you know, are killed. Now three quarters. The number of army of the horsemen was 200 million. I heard the number of them, and theirs I saw the horses in the vision, those who sat on them, and breastplates of fire red. He had since blue, or jacinth, you know, the precious, you know, stone, and sulfur yellow, or brimstone. And the heads of the horses were like the heads of lions, and out of their mouths came fire, smoke, and brimstone, like in a volcano, you know, of a mountain kind of stuff come out. By these three plagues, a third of mankind was killed. So lesser happier human beings on the earth slept by the fire and the smoke and brimstone which came out of their mouths. For the power is in their mouths and in their tails, for their tails are like a serpent having heads, and with them they do harm. But the rest of mankind, the left happy over human beings on the earth, who were not killed by these plagues, did not repent of the works of the end. Why not repent? That they should not worship demons and idols of gold, silver, brass, stone, wood, which can neither see nor hear nor work. So they, you know, worship, you know, idols and something. They should not worship that. So idol worshippers, you know, but they did not repent. Verse 21, they did not repent, repeated, of their murders, their simple behavior, or their sorceries, ungodly thing, or their sexual immorality, or their deafness. They did not repent. The question is, why not? The question Jesus said is John chapter 12, verse 37, 40. But although Jesus had done so many signs before people, they did not believe in Jesus. The reason they did not believe in Jesus Christ, that's why they did not repent. The word of Isaiah, the prophet might be fulfilled, which he spoke. Lord, who has believed our report? Retarded question, nobody believed. And to whom had the arm of the Lord been revealed? Therefore they could not believe. Because Isaiah said again, he had blinded their eyes and hardened their heart. Hardened their heart, lest they should see with their eyes, lest they should understand with their hearts and turn, so that I should heal them. James chapter 1, verse 15. Then when desire had conceived it, which means tempted, it gives a birth to sin, that is once a sin. Then sin, it is a full-grown meaning, practice of sin. So that moment, harden the heart, brings the first death, that is death, spiritual death. Exodus chapter 9, verse 12, but the Lord hardened the heart of Pharaoh. So here, Lord hardened the heart of Pharaoh, which meaning, Lord gave opportunity to Pharaoh to repent his sin. You know. So through Moses, gave it first the plague. So still, you know, Pharaoh didn't to repent in his heart. That is called is Lord allowed Pharaoh to harden his heart. That is in Genesis said, my spirit shall not strive with man forever. So the Lord said, Genesis chapter 6 verse 3, which meaning my spirit, Holy Spirit shall not struggle harder with man forever. We know that, you know, God is struggling. God is, they're trying harder the people to repent in their sin. For example, the 2 Peter chapter 3 verse 9. The Lord is not slack concerning his promise as some count slackness, but is long-suffering toward us, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. Everybody wants to keep them. The Holy Spirit is striving with man still. Also 2 Corinthians chapter 6 verse 2. For God says, in an acceptable time I have heard you, and in the day of salvation I have helped you. Behold, now is the accepted time. Now accept the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior. Behold, now is the day of salvation. Here, exactly talking about accepting. Acceptance of the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior is a salvation. That's a salvation day now. So the Lord, the Holy Spirit striving now. The time of salvation. The day of salvation. Isaiah chapter 50 verse 6. Seek the Lord when? While he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. Ecclesiastes chapter 12 verse 1. Remember now your creator in the days of your youth. Now, present. Before the difficult days come. So before the Holy Spirit does not strive with man. So no more strife, the Holy Spirit, no more spirit. Romans chapter 1, verse 26. For this reason, God gave them up to vile passions. Gave them up. So which meaning they hardened their heart. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 29. Over how much worse punishment do you suppose will it be thought worthy who has trampled the Son of God underfoot? Counted the blood of a covenant by which he was sanctified, a common thing, and insulted the spirit of grace. This is the kind of thing. Hardened heart, the Holy Spirit does not strive with them. Jeremiah chapter 7 verse 16, the Lord said, therefore do not pray for these people, nor lift up a cry, or pray for them, nor make intercession to me, because I will not hear you. Psalm chapter 9 verse 8, do not harden your heart as in the rebellion against God, as in the day of trial in the wilderness. So wilderness is in Exodus chapter 7 verse 7, the Israel people complained against Moses and Aaron because no word and kind of thing here. So he called the name of the place Massah and Meribah because of the contention of the children of Israel, and because they tempted the Lord, saying, is the Lord among us or not? So because they didn't have water, so they complained against the Lord. That kind of thing, hardened heart example. So let's see each question. In verse 1, what is the bottomless pit? The bottomless pit, the place of incarceration for evil spirit. Question 2, what are the fifth and the sixth trumpet? The fifth trumpet judgment torments of people for 5 months. The sixth trumpet, a third of mankind killed over the left 3/4 people. So less than 50% people left, survived at that time. In verse 20 and 21, why did not they repent? Because they did not believe in the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior. Let's just sing song all together, Amazing Grace. So we will conclude today's Bible study.